Hello everyone and welcome back to the Beyond the Skill podcast. We're sitting here with Corey. It is Tuesday afternoon and apologies, it wasn't online last week. Had a busy few weeks in the run-up to Chris's wedding. Chris being the former host that I used to do the podcast with. He gets married this weekend and I am the best man, of which I am equally excited and shitting myself for. But it should be fine. Who would trust me to do a best man speech? That's what I wonder. But no, all good. Just before that, we were actually at the Michael Bisping tour in Glasgow, which he did with Luis J. Gomez, who I thought Luis J. Gomez was really good, but I think he was a bit of a flop with the Glasgow crowd. I'm not sure it was their crack. And the dead baby jokes, not sure how they went down, to be honest. If people don't listen to the podcast, they probably don't get them or get the vibe that him and Michael Bisping have got going on. And since then, actually, they've canned the podcast. Strange timing. But Michael Bisping was on top form. He tanned a fair amount of bevy. And everyone was saying, down it, on about every drink he had, which was quite a number. So he said he was steaming by the end. It was quite funny, but yeah, he was good, really enjoyed it. Quite a big crowd there as well. Paul Craig, Stevie Ray in the crowd. But I enjoyed that. I think more, I guess it takes a certain type of fighter to do that in-person appearance and be able to speak for 90 minutes, which Bisping fucking loves talking, so you can understand why he likes it. And it was good to meet a few other podcast hosts. Met someone in the crowd who actually listened to my podcast, which is class, and I listened to his. So yeah, big shout out to them. What's it all about podcast? In terms of fight news, what's been going on? A pretty shambolic card at the weekend, if we're all being honest here. We had Aspen Ladd in the main event take on Norma Dumont, which Norma Dumont, I thought her jab looked money. But yeah, it just wasn't a great fight on paper or in reality. Even most of the fights leading up to that. It was good to see Jim Miller get a victory. Always nice to see him. 38 fights he's had in the UFC. He's had the most wins. He's had the most fights in UFC, as I say, with 38 fights. Good to see him get a victory under his belt. Andre Orlovsky looked like a beast as well. Good fight versus Carlos Felipe. The OGs doing it. There's a bit of debate over the corner work between Aspen Ladd and Jim West. Not fucking Jim West. That's a tuna. About whether he should have spoke to her in that demeanour, what he said was right, how it came across. But to be honest, I think it's a fight game. It's not a man talking to a woman like that. It's a fighter or a coach talking to a fighter like that. And actually, they have been going out for 8 years, so if he wants to fucking shout her to motivate her, that's his prerogative. So yeah, I didn't have any problems with that whatsoever. It got more exposure than I think it should have. He also came out and apologised, which I think he didn't have to. In terms of winners from last week who made a big impact, Nate the Train Landwehr pulled off a great victory and submission over Ludovic Klein, who was game and looks tricky to deal with on the feet, that's for sure. Danny Roberts was on the end of a victory. It was a unanimous decision. Some judges had it 30-27, which I didn't really see. I thought Ameev could potentially have won it, if not took at least one round, could not have not won one round out of that, which was a pretty dodgy decision. But, you know, we've became used to them as the days go on. Sad for Chris Duncan last week, who fought in the Contender Series, Dana White Contender Series over in the US. This is after him having his initial fight cancelled because his opponent missed weight and then had some sort of fucking stomach bug.
which is all a bit bullshit, but he fought last week on a contender series, and he was versus a guy out of Uriah Faber's team. Sorry, just trying to get that opponent up. The guy who fought was a slick, fit kickboxer. And he did himself justice. He fought really well. I felt pretty bad for him because he was game. His opponent was just very good and apparently had 200 amateur fights to his name. It was Slav Borishev. He got put out via a left hook. He was just going for it. And which is what you want to fucking see. Chris Duncan, who's been on the show before, will be back in there before you know it. He's going to go on to big things, I think, anyway. So I'm interested to see where he goes next. You also had Jake Hadley, who had posted about before. Guy out of Birmingham trains with Leon Edwards. He missed weight by a pound. I think it's the only time he's ever done that before. His opponent also pulled out 2 weeks before. So, I mean, with all that flying and stress, you can understand why he made, or he lost weight, should I say. But he looked pretty convincing, and he kind of manhandled Mitch Raposo, who was on the Ultimate Fighter recently. What other news do we have? Some amazing fight cards coming up recently in the near future. UFC 267, Jan Blachowicz versus Glover Teixeira, Peter Yan, Corey Sandhagen, Islam Makhachev versus Dan Hooker, which is a firecracker of a fight. The week after, you've got the rematch between Kamaru Usman, Colby Covington, Rose Namajunas, Wiley Zhang, and Justin Gaethje, Michael Chandler. Chandler? Not fucking French. That is probably the fight I'm most excited for on that card. Michael Chandler taking on Justin Gaethje. That's a bar burner. That's a beast of a fight. Can't wait to see them throw down. And then you've got Holloway Rodriguez, and you've got, at the very end of the year, UFC 269, which is stacked. You got Charles Oliveira, Charlie Olives, Dustin Poirier. You got Leon Edwards, as I said, Masvidal, Kai Kara France, Sean O'Malley. But just in terms of this week's fights, going to dive into it just now. The main event, you've got Thiago. I'm fucking all over the place today. Paulo Costa versus Marvin Vettori, which is a great main event. Both are Adesanya's kids, as you like to say. Paulo Costa's not fought since, and neither has Vettori. Both their last fights were against Israel Adesanya, where they just got outclassed, to be honest. We're just looking down at the card to see what other fights you've got on it. You have got Randy Marcos, 10-11. That's a very shite record. And Canadian, Randos, Quiet Storm Marcos, who last him in there, she's lost the last four to Amanda Ribas, Mackenzie Dern, Luana Pinheiro, and Kanako Murata. So I'm surprised she's getting another fight. It's not often you see fighters who are not at the top of the game get the opportunity after four losses on the bounce. And she's taking on Lavinia Souza, who's 14-3. This is her. There's quite a few fights in the UFC as well. So she's 3-2 in the UFC last time out versus Amanda Lemos. Above that, you've got Jeff Molina, who's 9-2 at flyweight. Quite a number of flyweights are kind of making their way onto the UFC's radar. I think they're trying to build up that division after the interest in Figueiredo and Brandon Moreno. This is a guy who's coming off the contender series. He's got one win in the UFC so far. Quite a variety on his record of knockout submissions. He is taking on Daniel Lacerda, who first time in the UFC, fighting in Brazil. He fights out of Rio de Janeiro. It's a flyweight. Good to see a few new flyweight faces on the card. Looking forward to seeing him. I just enjoy the fights of flyweight, just a bit faster, a bit more action-packed. Don't really understand why people, or why doesn't it got enough love and attention. On that next fight, you've got Kama, the Death Star Worthy, who best known for his last-minute call-up and victory over former training partner Devontae Smith, which he won in the first round by a big left hook. He also has got a victory over Luis Pena, who has just recently been released via domestic abuse charges. Quite a few domestic abuse charges coming out against UFC fighters at the moment, which is not good publicity. You've got him, Chuck Liddell, and John Bones. He is off a two-fight skid to Otman Zaitar and Jamie Mullarkey. This guy goes out in the Shield. He is mostly either knocked out or been knocked out. He's only got one decision on his pro record. So Kama Worthy, 5'11", big guy for lightweight. Comes to bang. He's got power. We've seen that. He's got a 50 grand bonus already in his pocket. He takes on Jai Herbert, former Cage Warriors champion. Jai Herbert, the Black County banger. Birmingham. He is coming off two losses in the UFC versus Francisco Trinaldo and Renato Moicano, who are both pretty established fighters in their own right. He's got victories over Jack Grant, I'm a big fan of Jack Grant and Reese McKee. He's fought killers so far. Renato Moicano is probably top 10, or at least he was top 10 at lightweight. His striking's looked exceptional recently, and his jiu-jitsu is pretty renowned for. So good to see Jai Herbert back in there again, somebody who likes to stand and bang. I think if he loses this one again, Jai Herbert, I think that could be him out of the UFC, unfortunately. I will take Jai Herbert in that one. Above that, you've got Loreno Strapoli, the Argentinian, who's 9-4. He's fighting at middleweight versus Jamie Pickett. This card just feel the guys coming from skids. He last time out lost last three fights have been unanimous decision of the losses against Muslim Salikov, Tim Means, and Roman Dolidze. He's taking on Jamie Pickett, who I have watched on the Contender Series, and I think he took on Tafan Mchukwe in his last fight. Jamie Pickett is 11-6, 6'2". He's a big dude for middleweight. He's lean, muscled up. He last him in the octagon. He taken on Jordan Wright, the Beverly Hill Ninja, who's a fucking odd character in himself. I find that strange that people are so into religion, like punching people's cunting on the telly. As I say, lost to Jordan Wright and Tafon and Chukwe in his last two, yet to win in the UFC, but Loreno Strapoli looks like it could be a kind of made fight for him, so I'm going to take Jamie Pickett in that one. Above that, you've got John Young Park, who is 13-4, the Iron Turtle, good name, 5'10", fight out of South Korea, you don't see many of them. He actually beat Tafon Chukwe in his last one, just wrestled him to the ground, as they did with John Phillips and Marc-Andre Barrieux. He's 3-1 in the UFC, and he looks like the fucking bad guy from Prison Break. Korean top team. He's a good fighter. I've seen him before. His jab is decent. His takedowns are decent. He manhandled John Phillips, which isn't quite an easy thing to do, in all fairness. He takes on Gregory Rodriguez, who's 10-3, the Brazilian. He's got a victory over Dusko, the Dush Todorovic, last time out. I think this guy's fucking good. From what I can remember, that fight against Dusko, it was all on the feet. He was piecing him up, and he just couldn't get him out of there. But that is going to be a decent fight. I think Joe Young Park, from what I've seen, should take that one. This dude lost to Jordan Williams on the Contender Series about a year ago. And Jordan Williams, as we've seen, is not really up to much, apart from when somebody tries to steal his car when he's at the grocery shop. Above that, you've got Eek Villanueva. Love this dude. He's a Mexican gangster. The Hurricane, he's 6'1", fighting a light heavyweight. He does not look like a fighter. His body image, anyway, but he's got Mexican toughness. Last time out, he was against Marcin Prahino. I'm sure this guy's fought Daniel Cormier at some point in his career. I think I'm lying and I'm just talking shite. No, he did fight Robert Drysdale back in the day. He is 1-3 in his UFC. Another guy I'm scared. It's a surprise. He likes to stand and bang, which would be good. Versus Nick Nigamuru. He's a Romanian dude. Yeah, Romanian. It's the first ever Romanian I've seen in the UFC. He's 27, 6 foot. So not big either for the weight class. He doesn't look particularly hench, which I don't know how he gets to 6 foot and 205 pounds. But he... he's got two fights in the UFC. He won over Alexka Kamur, and he's got a loss versus Safrov Saperberg. Being honest, I don't know fuck all about him, other than he's Romanian. Might be a gypsy. Don't know. I'll take Ike in that just because he's a fucking bad dude. And then you've got Francesco Trinaldo, who looks about 170 years old. He's 43. 5'9", the Brazilian. He lost his last one out versus Muslim Salikov, but he, before that, he's got victories over Bobby Green, John McDessie, Jai Herbert. This guy's good. Yeah, he got a lot of fights in the UFC. He's fought some big names like Paul Felder, Yancy Medeiros. He's been fighting in the UFC for... Jesus, I have to go scroll back on topology. He's an Ultimate Fighter. In 2012, so he's been at 9 years. He's good everywhere. Striking's clean. Looks like he's getting better, which I don't know how he does at fucking 43. And I'm trying to look at his nickname. Mazaruduba. Bro. That well-known nickname. He's 26-8, so he's got a lengthy stint in both the UFC and in fighting. He's taking on Dwight Grant, who's a little bit more fresh to the circuit. Dwight Grant's 37, fuck. He doesn't look it. Sometimes black guys age really well. He last time out was got a victory over Stefan Skilic, and he lost that fight to Dan D-Rod Rodriguez. If you think the referee could have stopped it because Dwight Grant dropped him in the first round, looked like he was going to knock him out. D-Rod came back and dropped him with a barrage of punches. Dwight Grant's another guy off a contender series right 3 years ago. It looks good all over, but I'm going to take Trinaldo. It's just experience, I think, will shine through in that one. We've also got Alex Caceres take on Sung Mo Choi. Alex Caceres is 18-12. He has won his last four. He's looked impressive, actually, but he's been fighting lower competition. He's got wins over Kevin Kroom, Austin Springer, Chase Hooper, which was just a mismatch in striking anyway, Steven Peterson, and his last loss was to Cron Gracie, who, as we know, is durable, and he's got godlike jiu-jitsu. Alex Caceres is older than he looks. He's 33. He's been fighting in the UFC again for 3 years. Since, holy shit, since 2010, 11 years. You see, he's just never made it to that top caliber of people. He's got losses on his victory to Yair Rodriguez, Uriah Faber. Seems to stumble at that kind of top or middle tier opponent. So, and Sung Mo Choi is 10-3, fighting out of South Korea. He's 28, featherweight, 6 foot. He victories over Suman Mokhtarian, Yusuf Zalal, and Juliana Rojas. So some good victories on his record there. The only two losses are to Muzvar Ivalev and Gavin Tucker, who are both rising prospects. Muzvar Ivalev's 10-0 and Gavin Tucker's 10-1, and they've had quite a few fights in the UFC. So I'm sure I've seen this guy striking. He looks clean, accurate, precise on the feet. I think he will take this one. Above that, you've got Jessica Rose Clark, taking on Jocelyn Edwards. Jessica Rose Clark has been in the UFC again. If I could have said that every fucking time. Yeah, you've been in the UFC for a while. She's been in the UFC for about six years. She fought Paige Van Zandt, beat her. Sarah Alpard beat her, but she's lost to Jessica Ai and Penny Kanziant. Don't know much about Jessica Rose Clark, although she fights out of Australia. 5'5". Jessica, really fucking bad nickname. Jessica, Jesse, Jess, Rose Clark. Hope her fighting's better than her nickname. All I'm saying. Jocelyn Edwards, she fights out of, I don't even fucking recognise that flag, fights out of Panama, that's why, if anyone can describe to me what a Panama flag looks like without Googling it, then you're a better man than I am. Boy, I'm a boy. She's 10-3, she has two fights in the UFC, a victory over Yanan Wu, and a loss to Carol Rosa. Jessica Rose Clark experience should shine through in this one. She's a lot more proven in the UFC, but neither of them look like they've got particularly great records. It's this strange positioning on the card that I would have had Dwight Grant well above that, or even Jai Herbert, but, you know, equality. Grant Dawson taking on Ricky Glenn. Grant Dawson fights out of James Krause's gym in Missouri. Born in Nebraska, same as Anthony Lionheart. Grant Dawson's a big dude, lightweight, 5'10", but he's chiseled. He's got power also. He's been on a bit of a fucking roll in the UFC. I'm sure he's not lost yet. No, he's not. He's like 6-0 in the UFC. He was getting tanked by Leandro Santos in his last fight, though. But he came back and won that via hammer fists in the last second of the last round. Other victories include Juliana Arosa. There's so many Arosas or Rosa on the UFC card. He's also got a victory over Mike Trinzano, who won the Ultimate Fighter. Nad Narimani, former Cage Warriors guy, 16-1. He knows how to bang this guy. He's pretty well-versed everywhere. James Krause is a good coach as well. I always like his in-fight corner advice. It's usually quite interesting what he says. He takes on Ricky Glenn, 22-6. The guy's had a lot of fights. Reasonable fights in the UFC. He's beat Joaquim Silva, Dennis Bermudez, Gavin Tucker, Philip Nover. He's not fought the caliber that Grant Dawson has, I don't think. I think Grant Dawson's going to be too much for him. Too powerful, too strong, too technical. So I'm going to take Grant Dawson in that one. Then you've got Paolo, the red wine drinker, Costa, taking on Marvin, the Italian big gob, Vittori. Paolo Costa's 13-1. He's a fucking machine. I have no idea how he makes middleweight. He's taller than me, thicker than me, definitely harder than me. That one's not up for debate. That one's a given. Bohorashinya is a fucking odd guy, to be honest. We also seen him lose that Izzy fight where he got on his back and dry humped his arsehole. But he's got good victories over Yoel Romero. He's tough, that's for sure. The leg kicks could be his undoing, though. You've seen him against Izzy. He just could not take them. The caliber of people he thought before getting a title fight wasn't great. He taken on Uriah Hall, good victory. Yoel Romero, but apart from that, Johnny Hendricks, Wally, Bang Bose, Gareth McClellan, South African. Yeah, as I say, not a great... He's an accurate striker. He's got one of the most accurate strike rates in the UFC. But he's a bit of a fucking oddball. Good-looking bastard, however. I'd happily swap my puss for his. He's only 30 years old. I thought he was more than that. I just don't know how he makes £185. But looking forward to seeing him back in there. I'm actually excited for this fight. I think both are characters. I'm interested to see how the weigh-ins, if Marvin Vettori comes in all hyped up and angry as he usually does. And interested to see how Paulo Costa fights after his last time out versus Izzy. And the other corner, you've got Marvin Vettori, who I'm a big fan of. Marvin Vettori, I don't know if he'll ever be a champion. Don't think he will be. He's charismatic in his own little way. You know, he's the Italian dream. He's only 28, so he's got a long career in the game. He fights under Master Rafael Cordaro at Kings MMA, who are killers. He's definitely the best Italian fighter in the UFC, but he's the only guy kind of top 15. He's got wins over his record versus Andrew Sanchez. Cesar Ferreira has a split decision loss over Izzy, as we all know. And the same happened again. He's been in the UFC for a little while now, and he's had quite a lot of fights lately. Good victories on his record include Kevin Holland, which he just put him down on the ground and controlled him for the whole time. Was scared to strike with him a little bit, I think. And he's also got a victory over Jack Manson. Jack's a beast. We all know that. But interested to see how Vettori comes out, if he'll try and take him down, which I think he probably will. I don't fancy standing in front of the Adonis that is Paulo Costa. And I think he's going to try and take this to the ground, and I can see him being successful. Oh, he's a fucking big dude to take down to the ground. But yeah, I think Vittori's got this one. I think he's just got an all-round better skill set. He's more competent in different aspects of the game. Take him down, his wrestling's going to be better. I think he's going to grind him up against the cage for a bit and just wear on his cardio. Although we all know Paulo Costa's got very good cardio for how much weight he must lose to get down to that division. But I'm excited to see this fight. I think it's going to be a banner. That is it from me this week. Hope everyone enjoys the card this weekend. I look forward to getting fucking stuck into some real UFC cards, some big names, some pay-per-views the week after next. Hopefully going to do some co-produced shows as well, which is exciting. I've got a few guests lined up as well, which I'm buzzing to get them lined up. And going to start doing some video podcasts and videos so you can see on the screen what I'm looking at, what detail I'm looking at. But thank you for listening. Appreciate it as always.